So, Amelia was lying in bed, and it was just before the dawn. So when it's just before the dawn, it's dark outside. But there was a brilliant light in the room. So she rubbed her eyes and sleepily moved over to the window and looked out the curtain. But it was dark. She could see some stars still in the sky, and she could see the sun just beginning to pop its head over the horizon. But that's not where the light was coming from. And she looked outside the bedroom door to see if her parents had left the light on. No. And she looked at the cupboard, the wardrobe. She didn't see any light there. She couldn't see where the light was coming from anywhere. And then she turned her eyes to the curtain again, and she suddenly saw the light again. But when she looked at the magic wardrobe, she couldn't see a thing. This is very strange. She looked outside the bedroom window, nothing. She looked outside her bedroom door, nothing. But every time she looked away from the wardrobe, she saw some light coming from somewhere else. This is really, really strange. Oh. Sorry, just checking that this is on. And so she looked at the window again. And again, from the corner of her eye, she saw some light. Some white light. So she went to lie down in bed again. And when she lay down in bed again, she noticed there was white light. But every time she looked at the magic cupboard, there was nothing there. Then she realized what was going on. The light was part of the magic wardrobe. And this time, the light itself was magic. And she could never see it when she looked directly at it, only when she looked away. So she opened the door of the magic wardrobe. And when she looked at the back of the magic wardrobe, all she could see was the back of the wardrobe. No light, no tunnel, no doorway, nothing. She looked away, and then she could see that light out of the corner of her eye. She quickly looked at it again, see if she could catch it. No. Just the back of the wardrobe. So when she was looking at the back of the wardrobe, she put a hand on the back of the wardrobe just to see if it was really there. And there it was. Just there, in wood. She knocked it. All she could hear was the sound of the cupboard itself, the wardrobe being knocked. She looked away. She kept her hand on the back of the wardrobe. And as soon as she looked away, the light came in again, and she fell over into the tunnel, which she simply didn't quite understand. And she realized she'd looked away. The magic light had reappeared, but she couldn't look at it. But because it had appeared and she had a hand on the back of the wardrobe, suddenly the tunnel was there. So as soon as she looked away, she fell into the tunnel. She got up in the tunnel, looked around. It was dark, completely dark. This was very strange indeed. She was a little bit nervous. So she looked back to her bedroom. And as soon as she looked back to her bedroom, there was a brilliant light to her left. So she just carried on walking sideways, looking out of the corner of her eye towards the brilliant light, because whenever she turned around to look at it, it went dark. And she kept walking, kept walking, kept walking. And then the light suddenly disappeared. She didn't understand. And then she realized. She looked back towards her bedroom, and the light was to her side, not behind her. So she turned round to fully look at her bedroom, and then she could feel with her hand there was a door. And behind the door, the magic white light was coming through. She thought, this is very strange. What do I do? She felt for a handle to the doorway, and when she looked at it, it went dark. She couldn't see a thing, but she kept her hand on that handle. And then she looked back towards her bedroom, which was a long way away now. And she turned the handle of the door. And she stepped in with her feet to the side. And she could see there was a brilliant white light in there. But she knew she couldn't look at it. So she shut the door behind her, quickly turned round. The room was dark. She thought, I'm getting fed up with this. So she turned right back, looked at the door from inside the room. The brilliant white light went on. And this time, she realised what she had to do. She couldn't look at the brilliant white light. She had to keep looking at the door. And she just started walking towards the light, backwards, keeping her eyes on the door. And as she walked backwards, she was on a slope. She was walking up a hill. So she kept walking up the hill, walking up the hill, walking up the hill. She could see a beautiful landscape in front of her, illuminated by this beautiful white light. She thought, well, maybe now I can have a look. So she quickly turned around. The whole room went dark. She thought, okay, I'll just carry on the way I was going. So she turned away from the light towards the door, carried on walking backwards. The whole area was filled with beautiful light again, and she could see mountains, she could see trees, she could see a sky, she could see beautiful rivers, everything. But she kept walking up the hill, and then she got to the top of the hill where it was flat, and she heard a female voice, "That's far enough." She thought, okay. So she stopped walking. The voice said, okay, stand there and don't move. So she stood there and didn't move. And then she felt a blindfold going around her eyes. And the voice said, please stand there. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to put this blindfold on you. Amelia said, okay. And then the voice said, okay, you can turn round now. So Amelia turned round, and through the base of her blindfold, she could see a brilliant white light coming towards her. And all she could hear was a lovely female voice. Amelia said, who are you? The voice said, I am the Princess Imelda. But you can't see me. You can't look at me. Amelia said, why can't I look at you? Princess Imelda said, because once I was a normal princess and then I was captured by a wicked witch and she turned my head into a star. And if you look at me, you'll go blind immediately. And Amelia said, did she tell you how you could undo this curse? And Princess Imelda said, no, she didn't. I've been stuck here for 1,000 years and I have no idea how to lift the curse. And Amelia suddenly felt very sorry for her and said, have you talked to anyone in 1,000 years? And Princess Imelda said, no, I haven't, because everyone who's come anywhere near me looked at me and went blind immediately because the light from the star, which is now my face, was too strong. I've been very, very, very alone. Will you play with me? But you have to keep the blindfold on. And Amelia said, yes, I will. And so Princess Imelda suggested that they played hopscotch and jumping games, and they danced to some nice music and had a lovely time. And this went on all day. And at the end of the day, Princess Imelda said, thank you so much for playing with me and being brave enough to carry on playing with the blindfold on. And Amelia said, well, it was lovely playing with you too, but I feel very, very bad for you that nobody can look at you because your face is a star. Can I suggest something? Princess Imelda said, well, let's hear it. Amelia said, what about if I was to come and cuddle you? Would that help? Princess Imelda said, well, I don't think that's advisable because my face has turned into a star, and if you get too close to me, you may burn up. Now, Amelia was a very brave girl, and she said, well, I don't care because you're so lovely. Nothing's going to stop me cuddling you. And so she moved toward Princess Imelda. Princess Imelda walked backwards and said, no, no, don't. I don't want to risk you burning up. Amelia said, I don't care. And she stepped towards her and stepped towards her. And every time she stepped towards, Princess Imelda walked back until Princess Imelda hit a wall. And she said, don't come any closer, please. Amelia walked closer, strongly, without fear. And it was getting hotter. It was getting so hot, really hot. She could feel her face beginning to get sunburned and beginning to burn a little bit. She said, I don't care. Princess Imelda said, please, please stop. I can't move back anymore. Amelia said, I don't care. And she moved right over and she grabbed Princess Imelda and she cuddled her with all her strength and all her love. And she could feel all her love pouring into Princess Imelda. And as her love was pouring into her, she felt the heat subside, get weaker and weaker and weaker until the heat switched off. She took her blindfold off and there was Princess Imelda, with a beautiful blonde hair and a beautiful face. And Princess Imelda touched her face and touched her hair and said, my face isn't a star anymore. Amelia said, no, you see the power of love? Girl power.
Girl?
Girl power.
What's girl?
A girl. You've heard of this as being a girl. The power of a girl. With all her love.
But why are we talking about girls? Are girls the only one with love?
No, boys are loved too. But there was something very special about Amelia's ability to love. Because she was such a lovely girl. So Princess Imelda had her face back. But the whole room was still lit up. Amelia could see where she was going and what she was doing. Amelia said, I know why I can see the whole room and why there's light. Princess Imelda said, why? Amelia said, because you have the most beautiful golden hair I've ever seen, and it's reflecting the light from all the stars and all the universe, and it's bouncing off your beautiful golden hair, and that's lighting up the whole room. But I have to go back to my room now because I have to get up for school. Princess Imelda said, oh, you've broken the curse by being courageous enough to play with me and to keep the blindfold on, and then being courageous enough to hug me and let me feel your love like a sister. Will you come back and play with me again? And Amelia said, I hope I can. So I'll say goodbye for now. And so she walked to the door and she got out of the door. And when she looked back at the door, she didn't see a white light. She saw a golden yellow light. And the golden yellow light was coming from Princess Imelda's beautiful blonde hair. And so Amelia went back through the tunnel, back to the magic wardrobe. Just in time for sun up, she got dressed, went to have breakfast with Mummy and Daddy, and told them the story of Princess Imelda, the curse, and how her face had turned into a star. And this time, Mummy and Daddy believed her, because they'd seen so many amazing things happening. And that is the story of the door with the white light.